Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're laughing because Lane Kiffin is at the podium with his purple tie on, speaking to the media and addressing the LSU faithful there. We'll get you updated on that. But bottom line for us on this Falcon Monday, guys, is the Falcons lose another ugly game. And when the game was in the balance, here's the reality of the situation, okay? Jamal Agnew's muff punt killed us. It cost you a touchdown. And then when you had a chance to take control of the game, you couldn't because you couldn't get into field goal position because David Seals or Darnell Mooney dropped balls as they were hit from Cousins right there, catchable balls. And then, you know, the defense allows the Jets instead to get in position for their own game winner. That's yesterday. Does it sound familiar? Because that's kind of been all of these losses, Mike. Five of the last six we have lost.
We'll be up at Flower Branch again Wednesday to talk to Coach Raheem Morris, and we'll ask him. And he did kind of answer the question about special teams. He's kind of sticking to his guns, if you want to cue that up, Oren, because we talked about it. It's been a constant. We give up big kick returns. It cost us the Colts game, cost us the Jets game. And the thing that drives me crazy, I saw Ken Segura from the AJC. He spent some time over in the Jets locker room after the game at MetLife, talked to Isaiah Williams, talked to their returner. He asked him if you saw the right side of the Falcons kickoff cover unit as an area to exploit. Yep. What did you see? Oh, the biggest thing, you just see gaps. So the Jets saw it. They don't fix it. I mean, we did bench Kadarius Hodge because he screwed up last week, you know, and that's one of our a Pro Bowl caliber special teamer. So there was some degree of accountability, but Agnew has no common sense, you know, as far as when to catch it, when not to. But the same thing is when Raheem Morris play the soundbite, Oren, here's Raheem on special teams. Carl, it continues to be a problem. We fired other coaches.
Yeah.
You don't know what happened. Okay, I don't know what happened with Ike Hilliard. I don't know. Well, you hired him. He was pretty good last year. They fired him, but Marquise Williams gets a pass.
I think the communication would be different. The line of communication would be different to the guys. I think we better get those things corrected from a communication standpoint from Marquise to be able to get to those guys, to be able to get those things done. I don't think that the communication was done the right way with the receivers and how we did things with that. So that's why we made the change there. It was definitely performance-based. This definitely was the performance that grants these questions. Certainly understand that, but I believe we can communicate these things and get them done the right way to fix those things, fix those problems. You know, we got a history there where we play some really good special teams. We got some really good players to put in position to go through some of those things, and we got to go put those guys out there to do it.
So he's talking about communication, not, you know, being able to communicate the things that apparently they wanted to through the receiving corps. That's why Ike was let go. The only reason that's interesting to me is because special teams is also communication. And whatever's being communicated obviously is not resonating when you have Jamal Agnew, who should know better than the touch a ball inside the his own 10-yard line. But instead, he's trying to be fun and cute and whatever he was doing and blew it. I mean, we are, and I said this to you guys earlier, Falcon fans, we're the worst in the NFL in kickoff returns. We're allowing, on average, 29.8 yards. That's communication. But yet, there's no change. So when things come back to haunt you over and over and over again and there's no consequence, then what are you doing? That's my issue.
Right.
Right, Mike? Agnew, whether you think he should be cut or not, you just cost us a game. You're done. Right? The special team situation over and over and over. And if you're telling me it's communication, well, then what in the hell are we communicating that's not resonating?
Right. And he just said, okay, and I was told by somebody close to the organization, you don't know what happened with Ike Hilliard. All right. He said it was performance-based. So what the blank do you call the special teams?
You don't know.
Marquise was inherited. He kept him on the staff. He was part of Arthur Smith's staff. Marquise, they're all nice guys. They're all making nice coin. I mean, it is what it is. Do your effing job. Our special teams is terrible. And Pinion, you needed a big kick.
Oh, yeah. Game,
he kicks it 40 yards.
That was terrible.
I mean, everybody sucks on special teams. So why aren't you firing someone? And if I'm Arthur Blank, are you not seeing this? Are you not? This is the level of incompetence that is embraced. It's week 14. You can't fix special teams, guys. Sorry, we'll talk to Coach Rob Wednesday. And just to double down on it, Carl, I was telling you guys earlier, last night on the Sunday night broadcast, Chris Collinsworth was talking about speaking with a coach on the Broncos staff who's working with Peyton for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the thing that makes it different about Peyton, and we all know him, he's ruthless, he's cold-blooded, we dealt with him here in the division. He says, Peyton, when something isn't working or something isn't right with the team, it's fixed immediately. That's Peyton. Whether it was Russell Wilson and his bull, everything else, they don't monkey around with stuff. We let things fester. Special teams has continued to fester. I hate to use that word in a sentence all season long.
No, it has. It has. And that's part of the issue when you look at our team. The crazy thing is, guys, and I just want to put this to bed, okay? Stop saying, let's blow it up. When you're saying, I'm going to trade my best players, it's the dumbest thing I've heard any of you guys say it, okay? Not trading Bijan. We're not trading Drake London. We're not moving James Pierce Jr. because he has 5 sacks now and he's looking promising. We're not doing any of that. We have some really good pieces. Fix what's wrong and make it right. And as Dede said to us, you know, these are 5 games where we've had, you know, 1-possession games where we've been on the brink of breaking through, but we've not been able to. And sometimes, you know, that's the NFL. But when it's your habit, then you've got to look a little bit deeper. You can lose any Sunday in 1-possession game, Mike, but this is 5 of the last 6 weeks. When you start talking about 1-point game, one possession, again, under 2 minutes to play, we get the ball twice, we can't do anything with it. We go 3 and out, 3 and out. Those are things where you go, what is wrong? What is happening here?
Right. And for instance, you know, we talk about getting some imagination with the play calling. So they put Franks in under center because they're probably hoping to get the Jets to expect he's going to sneak it. And he pitches it. But he doesn't pitch it to Bijan. They got Algier out there. Not the right piece for the job. So you're a half right, Zach. Doesn't make any sense. Guys, can we make some contested throws? You realize, you know, DS5, David Sills, he makes the touchdown grab, and then he drops a ball that would have maybe gotten us in a position to win the game in the final series. You know, I know that I thought Pitts had a really good game. He was running with some ferocity. He looked like he was pretty intense. Misses some blocks, apparently, in the run game. Everybody here on this team, even Bijan missed a blitz pickup. Everybody, but the last thing we're going to do is get on Bijan because he's the one guy doing his job. You see Pierce and Jalen doing their job. You talked about it, man. There's young studs on this defense. We just can never get all these guys to play for 4 quarters. And that, to me, that's the essence of coaching. It's the essence of disorganization.
Yeah. As Brian hit us up on social media, and I've been saying it all day, the Jets. We just lost to the Jets. And again, where they are as an organization is a complete rebuild mode, benching their quarterback. Guys, they're showing up on Sundays. They're competing. But let's be real. And here we were struggling to try to find a way on the road to get this done. And it just really makes you wonder what the deal is. Now, as far as Mr. Blank's concerned, what do you think about this? Not you. What does Arthur Blank think about this? This is where Mike and I agree. We're in lockstep here, okay? We're arm in arm because we're going, Mr. Blank, if you want to give a vote of confidence, now might be a good chance to do it, to kind of let us know where this is going. If you don't, now's probably a good time. Waiting 5 more weeks is not going to do anything for this fan base. And this is a different circumstance. And here's why. I had a guy hit me up earlier. You're silly for saying he should be speaking right now. Let me tell you this.
What?
Hold on. 8 years. This isn't year 1 or 2 of us losing like this. 8. We're 4-8 on the season, guys. I need to hear from our owner. I need to hear that he has the confidence that he is going to make this right and put the people in place that need to make this right. Mike, that is why it's a different circumstance. This isn't once every 4 years and, oh, we were just out of the playoffs. We haven't been. We haven't been relevant. And now we're about to have another losing season if we don't win out over the next 5 weeks. Do you think we're going to win out?
No. This season was lost in the five-game winning streak, losing streak. The season was lost when you lost those five games. You know, we talked about it. The only games where you get your butts kicked, the Dolphins game, winner, maybe Cousins was or wasn't ready because of a short week, thinking Penix could play, and that beat down in Carolina. The only two-possession loss was San Francisco, which the coaching staff screwed up seven ways to Sunday. That was a winnable game. To me, you go back to the first game of the season, didn't have a field goal kicker. That's on the GM. Never got that thing straightened out. It's a comedy of errors. But you lost these games, Carl, because you need to have – everyone's got to be – on point. This team is never on point. You saw the Bears, a disaster last year. They got a great coach. They're organized. They're doing things. They got it cooking. You see what Peyton's doing with the Broncos. They got that cooking.
Well, they've won these one-possession games, too.
Right.
That's the difference.
Canales just beat the freaking Rams, okay? All of a sudden, Bryce Young just doesn't look good against us. You know, everybody, there's these teams that are on, they're getting their stuff together. We're going the other way. And I saw this in the article. Arthur Blank's there to dap up the coach. Just, Arthur, don't dap up the coach. Just get in your limo, get to the jet, and get back to Atlanta.
His limo.
Just get the hell out of MetLife. Why are you hugging the coach? Don't, and again, I know that's, this is semantics. Just, I want to hear from you. What are you doing? We're evaluating. Give me something. Because Carl just touched on it. When you don't go to the playoffs 8 years in a row, you're a loser franchise.
I hope he's hearing us. I hope he responds. Not an everyday normal situation. This is the first time I've ever called Mr. Blank out to say we need to hear from you. Usually we're fine with waiting until after the season. I'm over that. We're coming back. College football moves galore. Lane introduced at LSU. But there were other schools who got their guy over the weekend. We'll tell you all about it next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We're getting some more insight into the Lane Kiffin decision, but before we get to that and share it with you, Mike, we got some tickets.
Yeah, man, Guns N' Roses tickets, guys. September 19th at Truist Park, going to be a blast. Go see Slash and Axl and Duff and the Dudes. Hey, man, be the seventh caller right now. 404-726-0929. Caller 7, 404-726-0929. GNR coming to Truist Park. Tickets go on sale, Ticketmaster, December 5th, but you'll get them right now from Dukes and Bell.
All right, guys, appreciate you listening. Today, Lane Kiffin introduced as the head coach of LSU. Look, Lane's a great press conference, right? And today was no different. But one of the things that the guys we were just talking about, Big O, Day-Day, Mike, and myself, Lane said basically that Nick Saban told him to take the LSU job. and he said this in his presser today, which is interesting, right? Because everybody goes, wait a minute, Alabama. Remember Lane, or should I say Nick Saban, Mike, went there and won a chip.
Right. From Michigan State.
That's right. Correct. And for those who don't know, I've told this story, but Coach has told it as well, Coach Saban. He didn't even go to LSU. He sent Miss, his wife, should I say, right. Miss Terry, and she went, and she was the one that convinced him to take the LSU job. And the whole story is basically based around she goes, he's like, what did it look like? What do you think? And she's like, look, locker room needs redoing. Coach's offices are no good. Yep. She's telling him all the things like, here's what you've got to work with. But she said she went in the weight room and saw the players. And she told him, you got to take this job. And you can, Saban has told this story many times. And she was like, this is a gold mine. He takes the job. The rest is history. The reason why I bring that up is because there are also folks that are close to Saban who say, Mike, he regretted leaving LSU.
Yeah, the pros were just too hard to say no to. Dolphins came after him. He was Randy Mack talks about it. He played for Nick Saban down there. He was 500 in his career in the pros. And then his, who's the old AD for Alabama, would not take no for an answer and brought him back to college football. But Nick was just 10 games over 500 Michigan State. And then in his fourth year at LSU, wins the championship in 03.
Yeah. So, and that's just the little background history of why maybe he would tell. He's been to both places. And Alabama's not open.
Mal Moore was the athletic director.
That's
who
right.
Literally would not take no for an answer.
Yeah, and he was relentless. So, but he spoke to the media, and we're talking about this whole Lane Kiffin deal. Real quick, Mike, because we're out early, I want to get to some of these other jobs. We'll talk to Connor Riley tomorrow. We got more college guests coming up throughout the course of the week to kind of fill in the blanks as the College Football Playoff Committee will give those rankings tomorrow night, and then we've got championship weekend this weekend. But Pete Golding takes over for Lane Kiffin. He was and is the DC, or was the DC. Guys, they're telling us that Golden is and has been in on a lot of these recruits. Guys love him there, and that's why this was an easy decision for him to take over as the head coach at Ole Miss. We don't know if they'll, you know, get far in these playoffs. We'll see how this affects them. Tulane, Mike, John Summerall takes over at Florida. I think this is a good hire. I don't know if people realize what his background is, but he played in the SEC, played at Kentucky. He's got a fundamental background about what it takes to win in the SEC, and I think Florida got a good coach here.
And everything I'm hearing, because Stakey's a big Tulane guy, thank you, is that Summerall's got the personality that maybe was lacking. You got to kind of check all the boxes. And Florida fans, they want a little juice, and this guy's got it. He kind of very emotional. I'll have to keep some of that in check, but I think fans kind of like that because Billy Napier was kind of, like reading the manual to a copier. It just was not a lot of stuff going on there. By the way, Charlie Weiss Jr., Joe Cox, George McDonald, all on the offensive side, moving to LSU with Lane Kiffin.
Not surprised.
And they also found out, and this is something that Pete Thamel had, LSU, it's a larger buyout for Kiffin than Brian Kelly's was, and it's fully guaranteed.
Unbelievable.
How about that? Nice work, agent there. And again, Jimmy Sexton is like, my God. By the way, remember Jeff Landry, the governor of Louisiana, was saying the buyout would be different. Yeah, it's different, all right.
Oh, yeah, it's more.
Worse.
It's more. Auburn gets Alex Golish, guys.
You like this hire.
I do, because where he's been, all right, was out South Florida, but it's bigger than that. He worked in the Big Ten, worked in the Big 12, in the SEC. He's been in the Midwest, knows the South and Southeast. Recruiting and knowing the area is not going to be a problem. Here's the thing he brings, offense. Offense is going to be better. He was under Josh Heupel at Tennessee, Mike, as the OC there. He called, I thought he called really good games this year. Remember, South Florida went in there, if I remember correctly, earlier this year and beat
the Gators.
Alex Golish is going to bring some juice to that offense. Auburn has always been about that, right? When they were at their height, it was like the offense was cooking. I think they're going to get that back. Then you just mentioned to me, Penn State job is still open. Maybe.
Well, who's going to take it now? I mean, Chip Kelly, you mentioned, has been linked to Kentucky. By the way, I did hear from some of my Virginia Tech buddies that Franklin he's got a bunch of Penn State players coming to Blacksburg. He's got a big-time quarterback recruit on the hook. And now, so who's going to land at Penn State? Who's going to Happy Valley?
Does Josh Heupel get you excited about that job?
That's the latest story from The Athletic, is that Penn State is making overtures to Josh Heupel.
Unbelievable.
Damn it, Bobby, don't go up there.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Are Tennessee fans going to be mad again?
Oh, my God, Tennessee fans are going to lose it. Tennessee's going to feel like they're like a doormat, Because let's be honest, it took them nearly a decade and a half to get over Kiffin when he left.
It's true.
With all due respect to Barbara Dooley's son, Derek, it wasn't that compelling. Jeremy Pruitt was like a damn maniac who was completely off the reservation, and it took him a while to get things right. So now they've got a guy in Heupel that certainly competes with Georgia, if not beats. But to lose him to Penn State, and now a lot of the seats have been filled. All the big-time coaches, because we mentioned Clark Lee at Vanderbilt, he's staying in Nashville. And they beat, by the way, how about them beating up on the Vols in the second half?
They killed them. Look, Vandy's a really good team, man. I mean, that's what's crazy. It's hard to say that with a straight face.
Right? I'm sure there's some Vols fans that will say, no, Bobby, go to Penn State at this point.
Maybe.
But, you know, who knows?
Yeah. UCLA, by the way, hired James Madison's coach, Bob Chesney. That's interesting because, remember, early in the year, everybody's like, oh, well, maybe, you know, they'll hire from within. They didn't. They went out and got a coach to come in from, you know, Mike, a non-Power Four.
Right.
Also, Arkansas, Memphis's coach Ryan Silverfield. Now, wasn't Florida State's coach at Memphis for a while? Wasn't
yes,
he there?
Mike Norvell came. Matter of fact, Florida State fans are begging him to go back to Memphis, and they want to hire. They want to bring Jimbo Fisher and Mark Stoops back. Mark Stoops built the national championship defense. He left to take the Kentucky job before.
That's right.
But yeah, there's a lot of FSU fans who take Jimbo back in a heartbeat. And that's the thing. If you're at a school like FSU where you're underperforming, this is not the year to be looking for head coach. You're like the sixth best job.
Yeah. It's crazy. The Penn State job, the fact that it's still open is interesting to me.
Either they got somebody who's an assistant on a school who's going deep in the playoffs, and they've got it locked up, but that doesn't help you with recruiting. You're going to be in the hole for recruiting because Franklin's stealing a bunch of players, and you don't have a guy, and signing day is coming up.
$13 million. So it's 7 years, $91 million with incentives for Lane Kiffin.
Right.
And Day-Day, tell me if this report is right. This is the part that everybody's going to be like, what? Apparently LSU, because he left when he did, are still going to pay him the incentives based on what Ole Miss does
in the CFP. Yeah.
Right. He can make $1 million if they win the championship.
Yeah, he can make up to $1 million. Now the question becomes, what does Ole Miss do in the playoffs?
Oh, for sure.
And
for
how
sure.
is the you college football playoff committee going to take them out of where
exactly.
they are? Because the Florida State precedent is when you lose Jordan Travis, that they weren't the same.
Don't punish those kids.
Well, you're not the same team without the guy who, remember, he's not a CEO. He calls the plays. He's intimately involved with the offensive play call.
Offensive staff with him, too, not just Lane.
Taking staff.
Everyone's going.
I just gave you those names. You're all going to LSU.
And not only that, let's just be real. Certain players may start to check out mentally
of course.
Especially if they know that either they're going with him or that they got to figure out what they're going to do as far as enter the portal or not.
All right. If you're wondering, it's less than what Kirby makes, and rightfully so. And Ryan Day. But then you're talking about Lane Kiffin as being, you know, the next. Remember, Dabo signed that big deal. It's been years now. But Dabo's deal now is not up here with these three guys, and you're talking about the top three paid guys in college football, right?
Does anybody try to poach Dabo?
Well, Dabo's brand is taking some hits. I mean, somebody's going to come after Dabo, but it's weird because remember last year I told those Alabama fans after Florida State beat him, we can get Dabo.
Okay, but here's my thing
about
that.
Where's he going to go?
What's the fit for him? Penn State's not the fit.
No. He's not a play caller. He's like a motivated type.
You know, Dabo is a Bobby Bowden. He's a CEO who's hired great assistants, and part of the reason he struggled, the reluctance, he finally got in the portal, but he hasn't replaced those electric assistants like Venables and Lash, all those other guys.
Yeah. All those assistants are having success, by the way, mm-hmm. at other places. Virginia.
That's why I always compare him to
– Seriously.
I compare him to Coach Bowden because it's a faith-based thing. You know, we built it in God's image, all that. But he had great assistant coaches. He was the guy that put it all together.
What would you want to give us a quote, you said?
From Lane.
Okay.
I don't know what my contract is here.
Ah!
That's not very financially responsible. I told Jimmy Sexton, don't tell me the numbers for me. Tell me the numbers and the plan for the players.
Okay, what is that?
Yeah.
What's
and by
that
the way,
number?
See, that's BS.
What's the number?
That's why people don't, when you ask why other people like him, that's complete BS.
Yeah.
He left Ole Miss for his 10, I'll say it, for his pieces of silver, Judas Kiffin, and that's why people hate this guy's guts and can't wait to see him fall on his face, but he might not.
If
Ogeron can win a championship at LSU, he sure as hell can.
I think he's better than Ogeron. Ogeron had a great coaching staff around him.
Ogeron's a great recruiter, but remember, they finally ramped up the passing game at LSU.
Here's the thing about Kiffin, and this is the thing. He recognizes and knows what he wants at quarterback, and that's what has separated his teams when they've been really good. And I think he's a good offensive talent evaluator, plus a great play caller. It's going to be interesting, man. We are going to talk more about this. We got to get out of the way, guys. We got the coaches show earlier tonight because we've got Hawks basketball. They're playing Detroit tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big O, let's clear our throat. Hey, man, more on the Falcons tomorrow. It is an off day, but we are going to head up there on Wednesday. And a guy hit us up, Mike, on social media, was like, man, you guys need to go in on Coach. Do we?
Well, again, guys,
we
got to be civil. But the first question I'd ask is, why is special teams still a mess? It's a simple question.
It's a great question. And I don't know if nobody's been fired between now and then, it'll be even a better question.
Right.
Hey, man, again, we're back tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Our man Connor Riley's going to join us. We're chasing some other NFL guests as well. But the college football thing is front and center with the championship games this weekend. And there's none bigger than Alabama, Georgia. We will start to dive into that as well. And more coaching changes, guys. As we said, there are jobs that are open that will be filled, and maybe as soon as tomorrow. So we're all over it. Hey, man, thanks for listening. Big O behind the glass, our engineer, Day-Day executive producing. Again, you've got the Coach's Show with Dave Archer. Do we know who the player guest is tonight, by the way?
Kyle Pitts.
Okay, there it is.
Kyle Pitts, I thought had one of his better days, man.
There it is.
He was certainly a bigger part of the offense.
All right, stay there. That's on the way, and then you'll hear Hawks basketball. Hopefully they can get Detroit tonight. All right, Mike, we got to get out of the way, man. Clear your throat!
Hey, man, I mentioned this to Carl earlier. One of the guys I follow on Twitter, beatingthebookie.com. He's pretty funny. And he said the funniest part in the Lane Kiffin saga, he said he was, quote, telling Marty Smith, going to pray to the Lord for guidance before he made his decision. Now, he said, yeah, I think I remember when Jesus was like, yeah, my son, go blank over Ole Miss and also try to blackmail them into letting you coach the playoff by threatening to take all your staff and players with you to LSU. That's not exactly turn the other cheek.
That's great. The Jets, y'all. We just lost to the Jets. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're just a tool.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.